It's been an eventful year for the school board in Blaine County. Rachel Cohen reports on how citizens are looking ahead to change that three new trustees could bring.
Several events over the past year have undermined the public's trust in the school board. In April, two now former students sued the district for alleged free speech violations. In June, a citizens group organized a forum criticizing the district and superintendent Gwen Carroll Holmes that resulted in a petition for her firing. While more than 1,000 signed online, the petition failed. And as recently as this week, school board trustee Kevin Garrison resigned after a DUI charge. Now residents are looking ahead to January, when three of the five board seats will be filled by new trustees. There are four candidates running for the three open seats. Two of the races are unopposed. At a meeting put on by a parent-teacher organization this week, three of the four candidates talked about increasing transparency.
The communications have never been worse between the school district and the patrons than they are right now.
That's Keith Rourke, who is running unopposed. He's a lawyer and former mayor of Haley. The candidates say they would increase communication between the board, teachers, and the public. Superintendent Holmes says she hopes the new board will work more collaboratively.
One of the things I hope they can help us with is unify us more as we work on this, because this is very hard work.
Holmes also says some of her priorities include decreasing the achievement gap between Hispanic and white students and keeping the district's finances in check. The trustee candidates say reestablishing public support of the board is important as levy projects are on the horizon. In Haley, Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.